Wünschst du dir jemanden, der dich versteht wie kein anderer? Jemand, der deine Wünsche wahr werden lässt und mit dir das schönste Abenteuer deines Lebens erleben möchte? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify richtest du im Nu deinen Online-Shop ein. Ganz ohne Programmier- oder Designkenntnisse. Dank der effizienten Einrichtung und intuitiven Social-Media- und Online-Marketplace-Integration kannst du über Instagram, eBay und Co. werben und verkaufen. Neue Zielgruppen zu erreichen war noch nie so einfach. Shopify bietet auf einer einzigen, sicheren Plattform alle Tools, um dein Online-Business aufzubauen. Kostenlos testen und dein Business der Welt präsentieren. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Einfach Shopify.de/try eingeben und loslegen. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Caroline Hurling searches for unkempt properties in affluent California neighborhoods looking for vulnerable owners. She and several accomplices break into 71-year-old Charles Wilding's home to take over the property. When Wilding's reported missing, Hurling tells cops he let her stay in the home after he moves closer to his family. In reality, Hurling's been busy forging power of attorney docs and looting Wilding's assets while his body decomposes in the home.
Nancy, cops began investigating after Wilding was reported missing in 2021. After the close call with investigators, Hurling moved Wilding's body to her apartment and attempted to dissolve it in chemicals. When that didn't work, Hurling dismembered the body, placed the pieces in vacuum-sealed bags, and dumped the remains in the San Francisco Bay. Police believe Wilding died sometime in 2020. His remains have never been recovered.
Caroline Hurling, 44, gets 20 years behind bars in order to return $3.9 million she stole. Three Florida men stumble on a golf cart left unattended on the side of the road. They decide it's theirs now. They load the cart into a trailer and drive off, not realizing the golf cart belongs to Lee County Sheriffs. Deputies get an alert their cart is moving on its own. They follow the location straight to the thieves in a neighboring county. In addition to the golf cart, cops find a boat motor and two GPS units in the trailer. All three men, 33, 38, and 43, facing felony theft charges. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
An execution date of May 30th has been set by Alabama for a man convicted of killing a couple during a robbery in 2004. Here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The date of 50-year-old Jamie Mills' execution by lethal injection was determined by Alabama Governor Kay Ivey. This after the governor was given permission by the Alabama Supreme Court to schedule an execution. Mills was found guilty of capital murder in connection with the 2004 murders of Floyd and Vera Hill in Gwinn, a Marion County city of roughly 2,000 residents. According to the prosecution, Mills and his wife went to the couple's home, where Mills beat them and took $140 as well as some prescription drugs. The Attorney General's office stated in a court document that 87-year-old Floyd Hill died from blunt and sharp force injuries to his head and neck, while 72-year-old Vera Mills died from complications resulting from head trauma some 12 weeks after the crime. In order to pursue a pending allegation of prosecutorial misconduct in the case, Mills' attorneys had requested the Alabama Supreme Court to reject the request for an execution date. Attorneys for Mills claimed in a March petition to a Marion County judge that the prosecution had hidden the existence of a plea agreement they made with Mills' wife, saving her from a death sentence. During Mills' trial, she served as the principal prosecution witness. The existence of a pretrial agreement has been denied by the Attorney General's office.
Alabama says it intends to execute Mills by lethal injection. Alabama conducted the first nitrogen gas execution in the country's history earlier this year. A state agency is investigating whether a rural Missouri boarding school at the center of abuse claims effectively addressed calls to an abuse hotline about the facility in the past. This as the school has now closed its doors. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Following the filing of criminal charges earlier this month against the school's founders, 57-year-old Larry Musgrave Jr., his 64-year-old wife Carmen Musgrave, and a teacher, 22-year-old Caleb Sandoval, ABM Ministries Lighthouse Christian Academy in Piedmont, Missouri has closed. The Musgraves were accused of confining a student in a room and were charged with first-degree kidnapping. Sandoval was accused of hurting a 15-year-old boy during a boxing match, leading to charges of abuse or neglect of a child. Next month, Sandoval, the Musgraves, and the courts will all be in session. On Wednesday, messages were left with their attorneys by phone. The private boys' Christian boarding school run by ABM Ministries was located in Wayne County, about 130 miles south of St. Louis. The facility's website read that it had been successful in treating boys with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, learning disabilities, and other disorders. The webpage has now been taken down. It was after a former student now living in Alabama got in touch with Sheriff Dean Finch that his office started looking into the matter a number of months ago. The Musgraves are accused of locking a female student in a small room against her will nearly 20 years ago. This was at a time when the school served both boys and girls.
Sandoval and the Musgraves are all due in court for hearings later this month.
Thanks, John. Bethany Markowski, 11, spends the weekend with Dad, Larry Markowski. He and the mom are finalizing their divorce. She calls mom to let her know they're on their way home after visiting family in Weakley County, Tennessee. That afternoon, they stop at Old Hickory Mall in Jackson. Markowski gives Bethany some money and sends her inside to shop while he takes a nap in the car. Markowski gets concerned when he wakes up an hour later and daughter Bethany has not returned. Markowski goes inside to look for her, then asks mall security for help. By 6 p.m., mall security calls Jackson PD. Bethany's reported missing. There have been sightings of Bethany with an unknown woman, the last of which the two were boarding a bus headed for Moline, Illinois. Bethany Markowski would now be 34 years old. If you have info on Bethany Markowski, please contact TBI 800-824-3463. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.